You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a winter sport.
In Wisconsin, we know how to make the most of our winters. Some folks take the time to hibernate indoors, enjoy some crafts, dive into a TV series, or read through that stack of books. Other people do as much as they can outdoors. They cross-country ski, take the family sledding, or play broomball. Broomball is a lot like ice hockey, except players wear shoes and use a ball instead of a puck. The game originated in Canada in the early 20th century and eventually made its way to Wisconsin. In lacrosse, bar-sponsored teams hit the ice during most winters. The broomballers play on the north side of town, in a rink along the shores of the Mississippi River. I went to watch a game back in 2013. It was one of the coldest nights of the year. My feet were solid blocks of ice, and somehow my recorder did not freeze. And most importantly, the cold did not scare away the dedicated and resilient broomball players. Ladies and gentlemen, I take you to a night of broomball in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Mike Brogan. Basically, I'm kind of the coordinator for the league. My other job is park and recreation director for Holman. I've been playing since 1990. Broomball is essentially kind of hockey rules, a little slimmed down and made a little easier. We use a kind of a mini soccer ball that's about the size of a softball. You use a broom, but it's not really a broom anymore. It used to be brooms, actually. There's a few players that still have brooms at play, but they're mostly kind of a molded head, a little bigger nets, but without skates, so you're running on the ice. Most of the players have broom ball shoes, which most of the world doesn't know what those are, but they're quite unique with kind of a Chuck Taylor type of look with the big spongy bottom.
My full name is Rachel Leering, and I'm playing for the Animal House team. I officially started 5 years ago, and I actually played for our rivals, John's team. I like to play broomball because it's definitely a great activity in the wintertime when normally people just mope on their couches and watch TV all winter or sit in the bars, and this way you actually get out and get some exercise and sweat yourself up, and it's fun. And it's nice because I'm a little competitive, so having a nice sport in the winter is kind of nice to bring that out.
Come on, Nick, clear it out.
Nick Fallon's. I got icicles on my eyebrows right now. That's why I love broomball. It could be 30 below, but you're still sweating outside. And plus, anybody can play it. Anybody from 18 to, look at Jane out there. She's probably 42. And if you get sweet jerseys like we do, oh, you win every game.
Who's it? A House.
My name's Louis Parrish, and I've been playing broomball for, I think this will be my fourth year. I play for the Animal House, which is a bar downtown La Crosse. A lot of times go after the game. It's really fun. I used to play hockey too, so it's real similar to hockey, which I like.
He likes to throw cheap shots out there.
Yeah, that's the opponent talking smack. Usually typical when he's down. So yeah, there's a lot of John in this game, but for the most part, everybody's friends and it's a good time. Even when it's negative 30 out, it's still fun to get out here. Well, it looks like I got to go out in the ice. So.
My name is Pat Scheller. I play for John's Bar, the oldest established brewball team in the city. I've been playing for 33 years.
Right back, Pat. Right back.
My favorite brewball story? I think the fact that I have been ejected several times. I played with people 30 years ago that I'm still friends with, and I'm making new friends this year. I think that's what I like. And I'm 56 years old, and I'm outside doing something in the middle of the winter, 5 degrees above zero.
That was a night of broomball recorded back in 2013. The match took place on the north side of La Crosse at Copeland Park, right along the Mississippi River. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is WPR News.